Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And tonight, thought we would do something a little bit different. You know, we've been talking so much about the Ron Paul campaign and the political scene and the falsification of elections, the stealing of votes, the stealing of our minds through the media and the media controllers. And, well, we just thought that tonight would be an appropriate time to take on an invited guest who is certainly something of a miracle, we're told. And his name is Brother Nathaniel Kapner. And he has quite an interesting story to tell. A voice crying out in the wilderness, a Jewish convert to Christianity, who is trying to sound the alarm over the Jewish agenda. And he has, as I say, quite an interesting website that will detail his life story and his conversion. And it's www.realjewnews.com. And his email address is brothernathaniel@yahoo.com. And I think it's time to say hello right now to him. Hello, Brother Nathaniel.
Hi, Rick. Glad hello. To be here.
Thank you. Good to have you on the program. Thanks to Mark Glenn and some of our friends here at RBN who said you'd make a very interesting guest. So I'm looking forward to tonight, and maybe we could take a few phone calls as well. So
I'm
apparently
excited.
Apparently, you had, I guess you had quite a conversion experience, didn't you?
Oh, wow. Incredible.
Now, when did it begin for you? What happened in your childhood that really resulted in this miracle?
Rick, I grew up in a Jewish family, a very strong Jewish family. My parents took me to Sabbath services every Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And Friday morning, they enrolled me in Sabbath school, beginning at 4 years old, where I started learning Hebrew. And I lived in a mixed neighborhood. There were Jews, Catholics, and Greek and Russian Orthodox. We're all together.
Mm-hmm.
And during Christmas time, I used to love the Christmas carols. Oh, come all ye faithful. Not Jingle Bell Rock that you hear today, that schlocky song. But real good Christmas songs about Jesus Christ. And I was a little Jewish kid. I loved those songs. I went out with my Catholic friends and sang Christmas carols door to door. And all the neighbors would say, hey, this little Jewish boy, he's more Christian than we are. I loved Jesus Christ as a child, but we were forbidden to talk about him. We were forbidden to even discuss him or learn about him.
Mm-hmm.
It was taboo.
Mm-hmm.
So it planted a seed in me. I wanted to know about him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it reminds me of the story of the fellow there who was actually a movie mogul, you know, Samuel Arkoff, who eventually founded the American International Pictures. Now, he was not a convert to Christianity, but his family, of course, came from Russia, and his parents told him not to intermingle with the Gentiles, you know, with the and with the Christians, as they called them. So, of course,
well,
that's
we call them goys.
Yeah. Well, he did, probably. I don't know the whole story on it. I don't want to misquote him, you know, Brother Nathaniel, but
yeah.
I know that he did do just the opposite of what his parents told him to do.
I did the opposite, too. You see, we had a comparative religion class, Rick. Can I go on, or you want to talk?
Well, I see the clock telling me that we have our first break. We only have a five-minute interval in the beginning, so why don't we do this? Why don't we just hold your thoughts so when we come back, we can give you an unfettered opportunity to go through that. How's that?
Okay, Rick.
All right. You stay where you are. Meantime, I want to tell our listeners that we'll take some time, maybe for some calls tonight. And our number, as usual, is 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, with Brother Nathaniel Kapner. Be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Here we are back with Brother Nathaniel, and well, brother, you have just begun to tell us a little bit about what it was like to, as a child, be persecuted because you wanted to know more about Jesus. Tell us what happened then.
Yeah, well, I'll never forget this incident. It was comparative religion class in Sabbath school. We're getting ready for our bar mitzvah, all us bar mitzvah boys. And we studied Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Baha'i, everything. And I was just really itching to learn about Christianity because we were forbidden to learn about it. But here, comparative religion, now we can learn about it. All right, so we finally get to Christianity. And I'll never forget, Mrs. Schechter gets up in front of the class. She was built like a bulldog, as Mrs. Schechter. She said, "All right, kids, we're not going to study Christianity." And my heart sank. "We're not going to study it because Jesus was a false prophet." And really, it was started 5 centuries later by a bunch of Roman Catholics who took some letters of some man in Crescent named Saul and changed his name to St. Paul. So I go home, I say to my dad, "What's a man in Crescent?" I mean, this is in the 60s, okay? Mm-hmm. We didn't have that word then.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "What? I had never heard of such a word." Well, my teacher, Mrs. Schechter, said that a guy named Saul was a man in Crescent, and his name was changed to St. Paul by Roman Catholics. And my dad says, "No, we don't discuss this stuff." Okay? All right. As soon as I get out of my home, as soon as I leave the synagogue, I went far away. I was in Pennsylvania. I went all the way to California to go to school. I bought myself a New Testament. And I opened it up, and I just fell in love with Jesus Christ. I thought he was incredible, especially when he put down the religious leaders, calling them a bunch of hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, in the time that you grew up there, I know you just skipped a great gap of time, but, I mean, when your parents said they didn't want to discuss anything to do with Jesus, how ironclad was that in your home?
Oh, you better believe it was ironclad. It's taboo.
I mean, what would they do? What would be the worst thing they would do if you started to continue to ask about the Lord?
My dad would have got out of his belt and whipped me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my dad came around later on when I finally talked to him about Jesus Christ being the Jewish Messiah, and he was supportive. But at that time growing up, no, no. See, my dad was brought up as an Orthodox Jew.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Now, let me ask you this, Brother Nathaniel. What about your fellow Jewish classmates? What do they think of you and your inquiries?
Well, see, it was an upper-middle-class synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the values that were really upheld were material values. What's everybody going to do when they go to college? Are they going to be a lawyer? Are they going to be an accountant?
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a big entrepreneur or a big businessman?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't interested in that stuff. I really wasn't.
So you were considered quite an oddity then.
Oh, yeah.
Right from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You were an anomaly.
I was a very inquisitive kid, and I was a searching kid, and I wanted to know truth. I always was seeking truth, and I was always attracted to the person of Jesus Christ through the Christmas carols. And this is my beef now. You don't hear these Christmas carols anymore. You hear Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Slack. Or Frosty the Snowman. Or Chestnuts Roasting by. I can't stand it. When I was a kid, we'd go into the grocery store, we'd hear Joy to the World, the Lord has come. The Lord. Which Lord? The Jewish Lord or the Christian Lord? I wanted to know.
Yeah. Well, now, so you went to California then.
Oh, yeah, I went as far
so
away
left
as I could.
You left the New York area, you went as far as you could, and where did you go? Did you go to college, is it?
Yeah, I enrolled at the California Institute of the Arts for composition, piano.
Yeah.
That was my field.
And what kinds of experiences did you have there as far as religious experiences?
Well, I got myself a New Testament, Rick.
Yeah.
And I just devoured it. I couldn't put it down. I was just so impressed with Jesus Christ. And I found the gospel so Jewish, especially there was one part where James and John's mother comes to Jesus, says, "Hey, Jesus, can you give my boys a big job, good job when you come into your kingdom?" I said, "This is so Jewish." Just a Jewish mother wants Jesus to give her kids a good job. So Jesus says, "Lay, it's not mine to give to sit on my right or left, but my Father is in heaven." I just thought this was great.
Well, let me ask you this now, brother. What really fascinated you the most about reading about Jesus Christ?
I think because he was a street person. He was out on the street, Rick.
Uh-huh.
You know, he wasn't so much in the synagogue, but when he was, he took a whip and said, "Hey, get your money changers out of here. Don't make my Father's house a house of merchandise." See, when he was in there, he was telling them all off. But when he was out on the street, it was the regular people that came to him and loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the Pharisees. He said, "The publicans, the tax collectors, and the prostitutes, they're going to get into the kingdom of heaven before you guys."
Mm-hmm.
And this really impressed me. I said, "I like this guy. I want to know more about him." And I just couldn't put the Bible down, the New Testament. Just
did
loved
you,
it.
Did you wind up losing a lot of old friends?
Oh, you better believe it. I was
what
in
happened?
A rock group, see? It was called Rebecca and the Sunnybrook Farmers. And we played with all big names, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Alice Cooper, Jethro Tull. And when I came to Christ and I believed that he was the Jewish Messiah, he was the eternal Son of God who became man for to die for our sins and conquer death, I started telling all my hippie friends in the rock group, and they said, "Hey," one time while we were at a concert, I got on the microphone and I started telling the whole audience about Jesus Christ. And the rock group said, "You're out. Forget it. No more you."
Mm-hmm. Now, I imagine that as a result of your activity today, what you have publicized on your website that we just mentioned, that you have not endeared yourself to the ADL types.
Oh, my. You know, See, I came up with this title, Real Jew News.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing I did is I put Real Jew News on Yahoo Search Marketing and Google Search Marketing.
Oh, my. And what was the reaction?
Oh, so all kind of Jews were coming to my site because they want to find out what's the latest Jewish news. They were the ones that were heating up on these search markets from Yahoo and Google.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I'm getting all these comments, we're going to kill you. You better watch out when you go outside. You're not going to live very long.
Well, I thought these were tolerant people now.
Jews tolerant? No, Rick, I'm sorry. They're the most intolerant people that exist. They don't believe in free speech. They will curtail our free speech in America.
I guess we found that out, yeah.
Yeah, because they're coming with these hate laws, but it's all so you can't say anything critical about the Jews.
Or Israel.
And my site, Real Jew News, I don't say, hey, they got big noses, none of that kind of stuff. I just say, here's what the Jews did, and I give facts, quotes, dates, circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Jews engineered the assassination of Tsar Nicholas and the royal family, that beautiful family. They just loved Christ so much. It was Jews that engineered that. It was Jews that killed him, killed the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I document all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Spanish Civil War. It was all Jews calling Catholic Christians fascists. No, they're Christians. They're devout people. So that's
No one will argue with your historicity there.
Yeah.
And you talk about the Jewish ACLU a lot on your website. I find that to be very interesting in itself.
Yeah, see, Rick, growing up as a Jew, we all knew who was involved in the ACLU, who funded it, and especially during the civil rights movement, the Jews were very much involved in that, and they insinuated themselves into the American Civil Liberties Union. We knew this growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's been going on, the American Civil Liberties Union wants separation of church and state. Well, what that means, really, is get Christianity out of the public square.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really the basic main religion here in America. It's a war on Christianity. So wherever there's a cross, or if a high school student says, I want to thank Jesus Christ for helping me to graduate, they pull the plug. Or they cover the cross, like in Soledad, in San Diego. They cover the cross with a blanket. That's the American Civil Liberties Union Jews. They run it, and they fund it. I know their names. I've met them, because I stood out inside at the front of their headquarters in Wall Street with a big sign, which you can see on my website, Real Jew News, that reads, ACLU Jews are Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was violently assaulted 5 times on Wall Street, right in front of the police.
What happened?
The police pinned me against the wall with their machine guns and said, you're provoking them. I said, I believe in free speech, officers. No, you're provoking them. It's hate speech. I says, no, it's fact speech.
Mm-hmm.
But these Jews, they run the nation.
Were you
they
ever...
everybody.
Were you ever threatened or in any way attacked by, by the JDL in particular?
I don't know if it was the JDL in particular, but I was told that if I don't get out of Wall Street, that I'm going to be a dead man. I was told that many times. And right in front of the police, this real big Jewish guy, just huge, with a suit and tie on, takes a cup of coffee, throws it all over me with my beautiful white monastic robe, and shoves me down to the ground, right in front of the police.
Mm-hmm.
You think the police did anything? They came up to me and said, we want you to leave, buddy. You're causing too much trouble. Then 2 Jews started pushing me back and forth. Then these policemen, they got machine guns on Wall Street. Wall Street is a police state now because of 911.
Mm-hmm.
They got their machine guns and they got their dogs and they pinned me against the wall. They said, get out of here. You're provoking them. I says, no, I'm not going to get out of here. So one of them says, oh, yeah, you are going to get out of here because we're calling the ambulance. We're going to put you to a mental hospital. Okay, Rick, what am I going to do? See,
mm-hmm.
there's no recourse when they say that you're nuts. So I walked away, and 20 minutes later, I came right back because nobody is going to stop me from preaching the gospel.
Right. Well, I can see that. I can see your absolute determination to do that. And, of course, that is not an easy thing in the face of adversity. And they say, now you know what it's like to be a Jew in a Jewish world being persecuted by other Jews. It's certainly no pleasing experience. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. You stay where you are now,
okay,
and
Rick.
We will be back. And, hey, we'll invite callers to ask some questions of you. Brother Nathaniel, our guest tonight on the program, Rick Adams, radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com. And we're back now. Before I get back to my guest, Brother Nathaniel, I want to remind you, a longtime sponsor of RBN, Herbal Healer Academy, is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research and on natural health, particularly. So visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. So visit www.herbalhealer.com. Let them know you're from RBN. And we're back now with Brother Nathaniel. And the website again is www.realjewnews.com. Is that right, brother?
That's it.
Okay.
Got
so
the great pictures. I expose them all.
Now, you converted to to the Greek Orthodox Church, was it?
Yes. I started off with the Jews for Jesus because they were real big in California in the during the fallout of the hippie movement in the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, in 87, I became a Greek Orthodox Christian, and I converted to Orthodox Christianity and got baptized by a former Jew like myself, who was a Orthodox priest in New York. And it's very liturgical. It has a mystical side to it, and has a solemnity to it that the Jews for Jesus movement doesn't have. The Jews for Jesus movement / Messianic Jews, they're basically Baptists with yarmulkes on.
Yeah. And you look in your picture here. You certainly look every bit of the picture one conceives of the Greek Orthodox churches.
Yeah, but I look very Jewish too.
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't doubt that at all. But you know, you have a crucifix in your hand with you too.
Oh, you better believe it.
That tells me a lot about the picture here.
You better believe it.
And in your other hand, you're carrying an American flag, right?
That's right. Because America must become a Christian nation again, Rick. That's the only way we can defeat the anti-Christian Jews. There's no in between, because in a pluralistic society, the Jews rule. Which we see is happening now, today, in America. The Jews rule the media, the Jews rule politics, they've engineered McCain and Clinton to be the contenders, they got rid of Ron Paul by ignoring him, they got rid of Romney by ignoring him in the media, they decide who's going to be elected. That's done in a pluralistic society, which we have now. But in a Christian America, we can stop them.
Well, the key is the media. You know, as I always say on my program, he who controls the media certainly controls the minds of the children, the minds of the adults, and everyone else.
Yeah, and
of
Jews,
course,
they run the media.
Beyond that, he who controls the gold also controls the politicians, right?
Well, that's the Rothschild cartel.
There you go, and that
Goldman
from the
Sachs
beginning,
they're buddies. They're,
from the beginning,
Jews, and
yeah.
I got Lloyd Blankfield, the director of Goldman Sachs, posing with a rabbi. Take a look at my article, Jews Run America, America's Run by Jews. I give you all the major Jewish power players in America. They're wealthy bankers. They're the ones who call the shots.
Indeed they are.
Yeah.
Let me see if we can grab a call. Marianne in Arkansas first. Hello, Marianne. You're on with Brother Nathaniel.
Hey, good evening, Rick.
Yes, good evening.
And Brother Nathaniel, God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Let me ask you first, when were you in California?
I went there in 1968 till 72.
I was there from 72 to 77.
Okay, you came when I was leaving to take over from me.
we share some things in common, and I don't want to take a lot of time, and I know at the end, after I'm off, I'll think of two or three things that I just felt was essential. We share some things in common. My background was more traditional Baptist sort of background, and I rejected the tradition part, but I fell in love with the Lord, and I fell in love with truth.
Great.
So
that's what I did.
and I can really, just from what you and Rick had discussed so far, Brother Nathaniel, you are simply a man of God for such a time as this. And being a man of God, and I know Rick is too, you know, what does the word say? Wherever, whatsoever thing any two of you shall ask, it shall be done. But, you know, even in a brief moment, there's that opportunity to absolutely change history. You know, it says that as the dark grows darkness grows darker, the light will grow lighter.
Thank you for that, Marianne.
But I have been in travail, and I have been in intercession for this nation for months, like I have never, ever prayed for anything. But we will win this war on our knees, and doing what Rick's doing, and John Stadmiller, and Republic Broadcasting, we will be triumphant. You know, the latter glory shall exceed the former glory. You being raised in the Jewish traditions, you had a very rich foundation in the Word that many of us are missing.
Well, it's just the Old Testament. We all have the Old Testament. We can get it and read it.
Right.
But we need the New Testament more. Because
hey, Marianne, can you hang on with us? Because we got just a quick break, but I don't want to cut you short.
I will do that.
You stay where you are, and Doug, you stay where you are, and we have a line available at 800-400-8400. 313-9443. Brother Nathaniel Kapner, my guest. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And good evening, fellow Eloi. We're back now, and we're talking with a caller, Mary Ann from Arkansas. And Mary Ann, you asked Brother Nathaniel about California and the time involved when he was out there. And what else did you want to ask personally about his relationship with the Lord now? And your relationship, too.
First, Brother Nathaniel, I want to thank you for the vast amount of information on your website. I've just taken a look at it, and
yep.
I will certainly be forwarding this on to some people, friends. At some point in time, and this may not be the program you'd like to address this, but based upon what I've heard so far, I believe you would have a firm foundational knowledge and belief in the power of prayer. And I know when I go before the throne daily, there's scripture to give for binding the powers of darkness, and for whatsoever thing we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thing we loose on earth, we loose in heaven. And in Isaiah, it speaks that the word that goes forth from our mouth, it shall accomplish that whereunto it sent, and it shall not return void. But that's another program. The three things that you do have, Brother Nathaniel, it's absolutely unbeatable. You have the knowledge to be articulate. You have the courage to take that stand boldly. And you have the faith in God that gives you that protection and the strength to do what you do. I appreciate you. I'm going to look forward to getting acquainted with you. And, Rick, thank you so much for having him on.
Well, you're welcome.
Driving in Arkansas, I'll come with my cross and my flag, and we'll make America a Christian nation again together, Marianne, okay?
Where are you at now?
I'm in Rocky Mountains, but my email is on my website, Real
we'll,
G News.
We'll
you see my email
contact.
Right there in
absolutely.
Front.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You write to me.
Okay,
we'll
Marianne, thank you for the call, and God bless you.
Thank you, Rick. God
you're
bless
welcome.
You, and thank you so much. Bye.
All right, excellent. We got more calls now for Brother Nathaniel, and Marianne is our first call. Our second is Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
Good guest you have on. And I think the hugest problem that we have in this country today, we have so many deceived Christians, Judeo-Christians, which makes a lot of sense. That's like a Judeo-Christian would be like a carnivorous vegetarian, I believe. You know, they worship the quote Jews, the phony Jews, which comprise about 90% of the people that fly that banner are phony Jews. The Sephardic Jews are hated by the, you know, by the Khazarian and the Ashkenazis, whatever, that the people that lust after money and power and control this country. They control this country. They have AIPAC. They have their ADL, all their little spy machines over here. They have dossiers on all the criminals that seek our highest office. And that's why we have McCain and Clinton. We have people that are, you know, treasonous murderers, but they're good because they can be controlled by the, quote, the Jews run this country. Could
okay.
I have a comment on that, sir?
Any comment, Brother Nathaniel?
By me? Well, yeah, of course. The Jews got a lot of money. And they got, you put two Jews in a room together, a week later you have eight organizations. Okay? There's about 1,000 Jewish organizations in the United States, and they got tons and tons of money. Now, who's the fundraiser for Clinton? They're all Jews. It's on my site. You look at the articles, McCain bows to Jewish money. He's got Jewish campaign managers and Jewish fundraisers. And they're all working together, McCain and Clinton. There's no difference between them. We have a single-party system in America. It's called Judaism.
You got that.
You have Ron Paul, and what did the media do? They just ignored him. He doesn't exist. Because he wants to shut down the Federal Reserve Bank, and he wants to stop the spending of the Israel war machine, who goes into Gaza Strip and throws cluster bombs on little babies. And I've got a lot of articles on that, too, on my site. One is from Zion with Hate, and the other one is Kill Civilians, The Talmud Tells Me So. It's on Real Jew News. Mm-hmm. It's documented with facts, dates, names, quotes. Nothing disparaging about racial characteristics, just facts. And for facts, I'm called an anti-Semite, I'm called a Nazi, and I'm called a racist by who? The Jews. Because they don't like facts, and they don't like free speech.
I think that's pretty obvious, isn't it, Doug?
And they, you know that Ron Paul and Mike Gravel are the only two candidates that, well, they're actually the only two candidates for the presidency of the United States. They're not the only two people auditioning to be sock puppets for the Antichrist, Jewish supremacist, apartheid state of Israel. But they didn't go over there and grovel before their masters, you know, the Jewish masters. And that's why they're down the Orwellian memory hole. In other words, they don't exist anymore. Just like they said today, you know, if Romney drops out, that only leaves two candidates. Well, I thought it was three.
He dropped out because there was no Jewish money behind him. That's why he dropped out.
Well, Romney hasn't dropped out.
And the Jews don't like Christian values.
Yeah, he hasn't dropped out, though, Romney.
Yeah, he has.
Not Romney. Did he drop out?
Yeah, he dropped out. It's over.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even hear that.
He's out. Right. He dropped out.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have
well,
Jewish media behind him or Jewish money behind him.
All right. Well, I didn't get any news today. I was out, so that figures. Okay, something happened.
Giuliani dropped out because he knew that his Jewish wife was going to be handicapped. So he dropped out, and he said, give the money to McCain.
So this is very clearly now a very obvious done deal. And what you have here is two hand-picked candidates right from the beginning. The money has followed the money trail, as you said, Doug, and brother Nathaniel, and it goes right back to Jerusalem. Goes right back all the way.
I believe it. To burning little babies' faces.
Yeah, I've been reading the websites, and you're
go
absolutely
go to my website,
right.
And you'll see some pictures of it that'll scare you. One is that Christians are God's chosen people, not Jews. I got a picture of a little baby with her brains flowing out of her head from a cluster bomb.
Oh, we've got a lot of them. We've got quite a few of those pictures, yes. No doubt about it. They're horrifying.
Because I want to be very graphic, and I want to show what the Zionists are doing, what American money, Christian Zionists are spending money and promoting and praying for little kids to have their brains blown out. Is that Christian? No. The Christian Zionists are deluded people. They don't know the Bible.
Well, they're fulfilling the role, the negative part. Satan's role here in Tel Aviv and in Jerusalem, occupied land. Yep.
Yes.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you for your call, as usual.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take Clarence in Oklahoma right now for Brother Nathaniel. Hello, Clarence. You're on the phone.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
All right.
Yeah.
Hi, Clarence.
And I tell you what, I've heard Brother Nathaniel has brought a lot of things to the fore that I suspected for a long time until I woke up about 3-4 years ago. And now it reinforces it. I'll tell you what. For one thing, Brother Nathaniel, don't down you're still a Jew, but that's a racial thing.
No. I'm a Christian now, Clarence. We've got to transcend all these labels that only serve to separate us from one another. I have the name of Christ on me. I'm no longer a Jew.
I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying, look,
I don't care a good way, bad way. I'm a Christian now. St. Paul says there's no longer Jew or Gentile, male or female, servant, master. We now have a name that we're called that transcends all these distinctions that only serve to separate us. I'm a Christian now, Clarence.
I understand, and I respect that.
And most Jews are from Eastern Europe and descendants of the Khazars. There's nothing Semitic about us.
If you'll give me a moment here. When I went to junior college 30-some years ago before I, after the service and got my degree later on, I had a lady that taught a class in sociology. I won't give her name, but she was a Jewish lady. I was attracted to her. I could, go further, but never went any farther than that. I just, I was a student, she was a teacher. She explained the difference between the Ashkenazi and the Sephardic Jews. And she was a, practicing. She practiced the religion. But for some reason, I myself, I'm from Oklahoma. I am a quarter Cherokee, a member of the Cherokee Nation. One quarter of me is. The other three quarters is part of everything else here. And that's one thing in this world. We're all part of something. And there's different parts of us that are different from different places. And what I just wanted to say is, I do respect, because you made so many good points, and I'll say this, that the final good points you're going to make are that, and you've made is that, if I can get my English right, second language for me, what you're doing is it's you're bringing out this whole thing about the entire Judaism thing. You know what I'm saying? The religion of Judaism. and the old Talmud and all that that goes back to it. And, you know, I'll tell you something right now. I'll let you all go.
Go ahead.
The way that you know the way the Jewish people, I heard you talk about how they talk about Jesus.
Yeah, they spit when you mention Jesus. Rabbis will spit.
Three times.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right, three times. They did it to me in New York. They spit. And I started giving the guy the riot report, and the police came up to me and said, stop harassing him.
Yeah.
They pinned me against the wall, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much power the Jews have in New York.
Have you ever heard of a gentleman named Barry Shamish?
Yeah.
He's
done a lot of exposés on the Jews.
He's really, if you think about it, Israel right now, that's the threat to the Middle East, not the Muslim countries. It's Israel.
Well, it's also a threat worldwide, not just to the Middle East.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
The ramifications, you know.
They've got, what, four or five? See, the average American person, you go out there and talk to them in the street. If I told them, you know, I said, oh, God, Iran's going to get a bomb. Or Israel's got 400 or 500 of them. And they've got an idea that if they're ever attacked, they will use them. And that's scary right there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else, if I could, though.
Yeah, and McCain's going to bring all the neocon Jews, Weiss and Pearl and Wolfowitz, and all their bombs. And he's going to start a war in Iran, probably, if they push him to it. Because he's got to listen to them, because they're the ones who are going to make him president.
Yes. He's certainly a psycho, there's no question. He's following in the heels of George Bush's administration. That would be, if in fact that's what they give us. I still think that right now it looks like they really want Hillary Clinton.
He owes. So it's off to war against Israel's enemies he goes.
I got you. Thank you very much, Clarence, for your call. I appreciate that very much. And let's see, who's our next caller here, Manny? Mark, is it? Okay, Mark in Kentucky is up next. Hello, Mark. You're on with our guest here, and he's Brother Nathaniel.
Hello, Mr. Nathaniel. How are you doing?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Brother Nathaniel.
Okay, Brother Nathaniel. I am sorry about that. I want to ask you about the Jewish holidays. I had heard that there is a Jewish holiday where they actually celebrate, Jews actually deceiving, like, the Gentiles and all that.
Jews what?
Like, were the Jews supposed to be celebrating the deceiving of the Gentiles?
Yeah, that's Purim.
What's that?
That's the Jewish holiday called Purim.
Right.
Yeah, see, this is a biblical holiday that the Jews now have twisted out of its original intent. The original intent was that there was an enemy by the name of Haman who wanted to destroy the Jewish people because he did not like their God. And that's the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who promised that the Messiah would come to conquer death. Now, the Jews don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah. They don't believe in a Messiah that's going to die for their sins and conquer death. They believe in a Messiah that's going to reign from Jerusalem in the temple that they're trying to rebuild and give them Jewish supremacy over all the goyim. That's the Messiah that the Jews are looking for and will promote. He'll be the Antichrist. So during Purim, rather than celebrating the preservation of the Messianic vision, it's to celebrate their Jewish supremacy over the goys.
Now, let me ask a question. Do you also believe that 9/11 was actually a Mossad event, too?
I don't see how a guy in a cave in Afghanistan could have engineered that war, that the bombing of the World Trade Center. I think the Zionists needed a reason and a context to start homeland security and a war on terrorism to point the finger away from them and on to the Muslims. Yes, I believe that the Mossad and the Zionists were behind that. There's a lot of evidence that proves it. And I have it on my site on the article, Jew Chertoff of Homeland Security and his subversive North American Union.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was wanting to know, do you also believe that it might have something to do with Kennedy being killed?
Kennedy wanted to stop the Federal Reserve Bank. Every president wants to stop the Jew-owned Federal Reserve Bank
run by the Rothschild cartel with Lloyd Blankfeld and Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers and Houston American Express all getting their grubby hands in, and American
well,
money charging us interest will die. And
well,
Ron Paul, if he gets elected, he better have 100,000 bodyguards around him because they'll kill him.
Well, you know, I believe
the,
that, too.
If he tries to shut down the Federal Reserve Bank.
Sir, I believe that, too, but I also believe that also is to keep the Israel from getting nuclear arms, and that's covered with Michael Collins' Piper book, Final Judgment. I don't know if you ever read it or not.
No.
You ought to get a copy of that, and you, I think that you would really find it really intriguing if you if
I grew
you
up with Zionism, Mark. I know it inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Mark, thank you for your participation and your questions for the good brother here, and we have another call, but let's see if we can start the call now, and we can even continue after the break. Will in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with our guest, Brother Nathaniel.
Good evening, Rick.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Brother Nathaniel.
Hi.
I just wanted to throw a name out there.
Can you speak up a little bit, Will? I can't hear you too well.
I'm sorry about that.
All right, I tell you what, we got the break now, so hang on. Gather your voice together, and we'll be right back with you and Brother Nathaniel Kapner, our guest tonight, RealJewNews.com. And we shall return in just 3 minutes. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back, and we don't have too much time, but we're going to take another call after Will. Will, did you have a specific question now for our guest?
I just wanted to throw one name out there. I didn't get to visit the gentleman's site yet. The comptroller, Dov Zakim.
Yes.
When the 2.3 trillion, and I think it was later 1.7 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Is there anything that we can do? We know he stole the money. There's $4 trillion missing, for God's sake. What can we do about this?
Okay. Did you want to respond to that specific, Brother Nathan?
Yeah, we've got to start. We realize what the problem is. It's Jews, anti-Christian Jews, run America. There's no doubt about it, all right? Go to my article on Real Jew News, America's Run by Jews. I list the power players, and I show their pictures. They're big money people. They're Jewish bankers. Okay, now, in order to stop them, we have to do something from the grassroots level, because we don't have a political leverage and we don't have the money, okay? The Jews have it. We've got to commit ourselves to Jesus Christ and regular church attendance, and it has to start with each one of us. And we've got to get on our knees, like Marianne was saying, and we've got to pray. And we have to ask the Lord to make America a Christian nation again. And through prayer, through our own commitment, and through sharing Jesus Christ with others, and warning people about the Jews and what they're doing to our country, we can turn it around. It's going to take time, but I have hope we can turn it around.
There's no Jesus. Religion is nothing but a ploy.
Okay, then we have no discussion, because I love Jesus Christ. He's real. He's alive. He's going to judge each one of us. Each one of us has to give an account for our lives. Okay?
It's a Roman political story to control people. That's all.
Okay.
All right,
you've had your say. All right, let's take Terry now as our final call. Terry from Texas. Yes, sir.
One quick question, Rick,
sure.
Brother Nathaniel. Holocaust, truth or fiction?
Well, you know, 6 million has always been a mythic number for Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, when the Holocaust did occur in Germany, all right, there's no question about it. I have on my site, Real Jew News, an article, Jews Prompted the German Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jews want to act like they're innocent victims.
Yeah.
They're not innocent victims. They they put out a book, and they had conferences that all Germans should be sterilized. Now, how do you think the Germans felt? The Germany was one of the first nations to secularize the Jewish situation and bring them out of their ghetto and give them good civil positions.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jews turned against them. The Jews will turn against America, too. See, they'll use a nation. They'll use every nation, and they have in the past historically, that hosts them until they can't use them anymore. Then they turn against them.
Wow.
So the 6 million is an accurate figure in your estimation?
I haven't really delved into it, okay? But at first the figures came out by the Jewish community at 2 million. Then it kept on going up until 6 million.
Well, there's a significance, as you said, a mystical significance to that six. And that, too, comes out of Talmudic teaching. If you really study it deeply, you'll find the six, six, and six.
Yeah.
And you'll find that leads up to Antichrist.
You see, the point is, the Holocaust did take place, okay? And Hitler wanted to start a new form of Christianity, which was against the Bible, all right? Hitler was a fascist, and I don't subscribe to Hitler. I don't subscribe to white supremacy at all. Now, the Holocaust took place. Now, however, it was 6 million, 2 million, 3 million. The point is that the Jews are not innocent victims.
Well,
that
makes all
the
difference
Holocaust
in the world.
In Armenia. They caused the Armenian Holocaust.
Yeah.
They caused the famine in Ukraine.
The backlash word you used is interesting, because also in Russia, Bolshevik Russia, much of that was not lost on Germans as well.
Oh, that's right. They were Jews.
It.
They were Jewish communists in Germany as well.
I tell you what, Terry, we're out of time. Thanks for bringing up those good questions. And I just want to thank you in such a short time that we've had. I want to thank you for being with me very much, Brother Nathaniel.
I hope
it's been my pleasure.
Again, Rick. I like you.
Well, thank you. I like
you
too.
Nice
and hey, we'll have you back, all right?
I'd love to come back.
Thank you.
You've got a nice, easygoing style. It's great.
Well, thanks a million, and I appreciate your responses and your participation. It was a great, great interest on the part of our listeners.
God bless your radio program.
You.
May you prosper.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, Dom. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, very interesting. Very interesting program tonight. Wish we had more time, but we don't. And tomorrow night, we're going to be back with, of course, our guest, Lee Kroc, who talked to us about his health machinery. So tomorrow night, we'll be back, Lord willing. Good night, everyone.